It comes with salvation. Deliver, health. The word save means, of course, to be saved, to deliver or protect, to heal, preserve, to do well, to be or make whole. All that stuff comes with salvation. I didn't give my life to Jesus to get all that. I gave my life to Jesus so that I could get saved and not go to hell. But everything else came with it. You see, I think sometimes the church don't realize that God's got all this stuff to go along with the salvation that Jesus brought to us through and by His death, burial, and resurrection. It's there. You didn't even have to ask for it. You didn't pay for it. Come on, Jesus paid for all that for you and I. He went to the cross and bled and died for us. It was by His stripes that the healing came. Come on, somebody. You ought to get excited about that. God's got something special for every person upon this earth. Isn't that good? All that comes with it. Now let me show you something. Go with me to Psalms 103. Everything I just said, it all comes with being in the family of God. Amen. All of it does. Psalms 103, very familiar scripture, should be for you. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Look, "and forget not all His benefits." Uh-oh. Here we go now. This is all the stuff that comes with it. Right? "Forget not all of His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities," there's salvation, "who healeth all thy disease." Look at that. Come on now. There's your healing. "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction." There's some abundant life for you right there. "And who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Who satisfies thy mouth with what? Good things. Come on. How many knows pie is a good thing? Come on now. I should have got a bunch of amens. Some of you all holding back on me there. You can't have dessert today when you go to eat. "Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Come on, look at that. "Forget not His benefits." Now, can I tell you this, and I hope you don't take it the wrong way, but heaven's for later. You see, most of the church has got the wrong mindset. They've got a "I can't wait to get out of here and get to heaven" mindset. Now, come on, we all want to go to heaven, right? You know, and we sing songs about that and how fast we want to get. But you see, if you want Jesus to come and get you to take you to heaven right now, you're a bit selfish. Don't get mad at me. There's a lost and dying world out there that needs Jesus. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what's going on in the world, we need Jesus to wait a little while so we can win a few more. Come on, because that's our job in the family of God, is to be witnessing and winning people into the body of Christ. Come on, that's what comes with our salvation, is the fact that we're to be witnesses, right? Come on, and I'm afraid the church is not doing a very good job. We're waiting on somebody else to do it when God's telling us to do it. So see, the benefits are for now. We need those benefits now, right? Come on, what, this earth is a cursed earth. Come on now. But it's Christ who redeems us from the curse through the blood of Jesus. You see. And so in this earth, there's going to be some things. And you and I have to realize that we need those benefits. Come on now. We need the healing. We need the prosperity. We need life more abundantly, as He says in John 10:10. Life, to live life to the full, till it overflows. Come on now. We need those things here now. When we get to heaven, we don't need all that. Come on now, you get it? So heaven, you could also say heaven's the dessert. God wants you to have an abundant life now, and then He's got heaven waiting on you. It's coming. It's coming. Now, I know there's some folk, they like to eat their dessert first. You know, Sister Minerva, she says, I always get my dessert first because I want to make sure I get my dessert. They're going to be in prayer for Debbie and Darrell's brother. He's in the hospital, but they're going there to visit him, pray with him and that kind of. But she wouldn't mind if I use her because she says that to us all the time. Now, here's the thing, and you know, if that's cool, if that's where you're at. But see, I like my desserts at the end. Because, see, the dessert completes the meal. For me, okay. The other day, Pastor Ed and I were going somewhere. All heavens all leaving on me. I keep talking about food. But we decided, she said, I want a foot long. And I said, I want a foot long too. And she said, let's just go get us a foot long. And so we're going to get us a foot long, and I won't say which restaurant, but we called, and most of you from around here are going to know this, but we called, went ahead, and I said, I'll call it. I've got the number in my phone. Because it's hard to pass that place without getting one. But I said, I'll call ahead, and it'll be ready when we get there. We won't have to wait. So I call them, you know, I tell them about the footlongs and crinkle cut fries that we want. And I said, and when we get down there, I said, we're going to get us a hot fudge cake. And the lady says, well, I'll write that down and we'll fix it after you get here. And I said, that's what I want. See, because I want my dessert at the end. And so we get down there and you know, I tell Pastor Ed, I'll go get our stuff. And so I get over to the window and I say it's a call in for Tackett, and you know, and so it's a different girl than I talked to on the phone. And I said, by the way, just add another hot fudge cake to that. You know, I mean, Pastor Ed, sometimes she'll share and sometimes she won't. And I want my own hot fudge cake if you want to know the truth about it, because she's just going to eat half of hers. That way I get one and a half. Can I get an amen from any of you men? Come on now. You know, that's some more of that stuff I ain't supposed to have, but it just goes with a foot long, you know? And so, you know, I'm sitting there waiting, think she's gone back. I think she's gone back to get my foot longs. And here she comes and sticks the hot fudge cakes out first. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, these are, you know, it's hot fudge and ice cream, right? Between cake. How many knows that's going to melt pretty fast? So I just went ahead and took them, brought them out. Pastor said, what are you doing with those? I said, I don't know. You just gave them to me, you know. Can't help it. They stuck them out the window. I mean, you know. And so we ate our food, you know, ate our hot dogs, and I'm sitting there chomping. Of course, I do. Anybody else notice that when you eat a foot long that you act like you can't let go of it? Is it just me and Pastor Ed, or... You know, I know Damon back there. I've eaten hot dogs with him. He's Austin the same way. They don't breathe. They just then wipe their mouth off. It's gone. You know, and I'm almost that bad. But you know, this time I'm eating on. You know, I'm trying to hurry, trying to eat because there sits two hot fudge cakes. The dessert's sitting there waiting, you know. And we're eating as fast as I can, you know. And I finally get it eat, you know, and I throw the papers away and all this, get all the sauce that's dropped down my shirt and in the seat and throw it, you know, and get my hot fudge cake up, open it up, and it's liquid ice cream and cold fudge because most of it's melted. Well, you see, that I didn't like that. I ate it. And I ate Pastor Ed's, her half. But I would rather have waited and had my dessert at the end. You see, what you say, well, why you, listen, God wants you to enjoy this life and not be focusing so much on heaven. Did you know that? He wants you to focus on living this life now, getting people into the kingdom of God and enjoying letting people see this life is footlong hot dogs are good. I like mine with sauce and slaw and cheese and mustard and whew. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, now y'all getting in the spirit. Yeah, I can tell. Spirit's moving now, you know. No, but then the dessert at the end, heaven. We need to enjoy this life to the fullest, folks. God gave us this life. When we got salvation, He gave us all the good stuff here for earth. And He's saving the dessert for last. Glory unspeakable, full of joy. Come on, somebody. Streets of gold, walls of jasper. No more sickness, no more crying. Come on, somebody. Heaven's going to be woo! Right? But here's the thing about it. God says, I want you to have a little woo while you're down here on the earth. I want you to enjoy this life down here, not going around talking about how it's a hard old way and I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how we're going to make it. You serve a mighty living God who says that everything good comes from Him. He's your way that you make it. Come on. And here's the thing. He's giving you the special. It's all there. It's all included. He did it for you. And we need to get excited about that. Amen. Now, let me move on just a little bit because, I've already talked about the fact that healing comes with it, prosperity comes with it, abundant life comes with it. But another thing that Pastor Rhett said that I wanted to just kind of wait because I didn't want to spoil that good part. Because this is what she said to me, and it's when I said, but baby, it comes with the special. You know? She said, yeah, but you don't have to eat it. Yeah, I mean, come on, picture the piece of pie sitting on the table. And she says, you don't have to eat that. How preposterous is that? It's sitting there, calling your name. You know, you're eating the roast beef like this because there's a pie. Right? In my defense, you see, y'all thinking he is an addict. To a certain extent, I really love sweets. Sweets on a stick is good. Right? Chocolate sticks or something, anything. The other day, ate lunch. Chicken casserole, mashed potatoes, green beans, Oreo cookie pie. Special again. I've learned that if I get the special, they always got a dessert. So I don't even look at the menu. What's the special? Okay, I'll have that. I slid the pie over to my friend and said, here, you eat that. And he looked at me and said, you sure? And I said, yep. I sat there and watched him eat every bite of it. But the problem, I'm not saying that, okay. I'm just going to leave it at that right there, in my defense, just so that my wife knows I slid it over. She said, just because it comes with it, don't mean you have to eat it. You got to think about that when you're talking about what comes with something. And so I started to thinking about, in this life, we hear a lot of things from the world, from people that really don't know the Word of God and don't understand what all comes with salvation and the special. And so you'll hear things like, well, I guess it's just the family curse. Right? I guess it's just inherited. I guess it's just in the genes. Right? I guess it just runs in the family. Anybody heard any of that stuff? Come on now. You see, that's things that come with some things in the world. And that's where I chose to say, yeah, that comes with it, but I don't have to eat it. Come on, you see. You don't have to eat the things that come with the world. Now, you're crazy if you don't eat the stuff that comes with that from God. But you see, the trouble is, we've been brought up so much in the flesh and so much in the natural that we think those things are truths that can't be overridden. Right? Especially when, you go to the doctor and they say, you got anybody in your family got heart disease? Anybody, great-grandpa, even down, what about your brother-in-law? I mean, what's my brother-in-law all got anything to do with me? It's because he married in the family. Don't mean, right? But I mean, they want to know all this so that they can take your family history and tell you, diagnose you with what somebody else had. And they're trying to put that over on you. Come on now. You see, a lot of times we just swallow it. We just eat it. Well, yeah, you know, my daddy had this, or my mommy had that, or my grandma had this and stuff. Well, that's probably where it came from. Right? See, here's the thing. When you got over into the family of God, you got born again. And that means you've been born into a different family now. There ain't no faulty genetics in the blood of Jesus. There ain't no sickness and disease in the family of God. There ain't nothing hereditary negatively in the family of God. You see, the Bible teaches us, let me just read the scripture because you need to hear this. Listen to this. As the bird by wandering, Proverbs 26:2. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. The curse causeless shall not come. In other words, there has to be a reason for the curse to come. Salvation's all thinking about this now. Well, let me tell you what Isaiah says, okay? Isaiah says in 10:27, I read it the other day, but I'll read it again to you. It says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken off from thy shoulder." Everybody say, "thy shoulder." "And his yoke from off thy neck." Thy neck. Yeah. "And the yoke shall be destroyed." Everybody say, "destroyed." "Destroyed." "Destroyed because of the anointing." Get a hold of this now. When you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, and see, this is one of those things that you need to understand that it comes with it. God anointed you when the Holy Spirit came on to inside of you. And because of that anointing, the yoke of the world was taken off of your neck. The burden of the world was destroyed because of the anointing off of your life. So when the curse comes, and understand something, family curses and all that junk, that ain't nothing but demonic influence or spirits that are trying to manipulate family lines. Come on, it's the thief that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." So when there's something in the family line that kills, steals, and destroys, guess where it came from? And see, what a lot of folks don't understand when they say, "Well, that just got passed down to me from so-and-so." No, that's that demonic spirit said, "Well, it worked on his dad, it worked on his mom, it worked on his grandpa, it worked on them, I'm going to work on them with it. I'm just going to go ahead and jump over on them with that because if they received it, so will they." Come on now. Don't you remember when Jesus was talking about the unclean spirit? He said, "When the unclean spirit's gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and he finds none." Talking about the demonic spirit, the unclean spirit. It's looking for somewhere. And it can't find any rest. It can't find a place. So he says to himself, "I'll go back to my house." Talking about the person that he came out of. I'll go back to my house from which I came. And he goes back and he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. In other words, it's looking real good because whoever it was never invited the Holy Spirit and the anointing back into them. And so there's a void there. There's an emptiness there. And the Bible says he goes back in and he takes seven spirits worse than himself. Why? Because there was not an anointing there to destroy that hold, destroy that yoke, to stop him from coming back in. Now you see, when you understand that you've been anointed and that came with your salvation, the anointing of God did, then here's what happens. When the curse comes bouncing down the family line, notice it's like the bird flying. One translation says the bird can't find anywhere to light. What am I saying? I'm saying this. When that curse comes down there looking for that person to jump on and he gets to you because of the anointing, there's no yoke. There's no burden. So there's nowhere for him to light on you. He has to pass by you. He has nothing in you because the curse, causeless, cannot come. There's no reason for him to stop by your place. Because your place is already occupied by the Holy Ghost and by the anointing and by the healing of God and the prosperity of God and the abundant life of God. You see, and that's what we got to understand. So don't eat what the world tries to give you in their special. Because you've already got the special of God. So you have to understand that. You hear this a lot. Well, you know, It's that time of year again now. Everybody better be getting their flu shots. The world's selling you flu shots. You go to your doctor, had your flu shot? Had your COVID shot? Right? Vaccinations is what they are. They're supposed to immunize you against whatever their name is. So if you get a flu vaccination, it's supposed to be causing you to be immune from the flu. And when you get the flu, you say, well, I took the flu shot. I was protected. And then the doctors will say, well, you know, it's a different kind of flu this year. Huh. Okay. Well, why'd you give me that shot? Well, we didn't know what flu was coming. But we wanted to give you a flu shot just in case. Right? Come on now. They folks that look like pin cushions that have took every COVID thing coming down the pack. I mean, they have poked them so full of holes with COVID medicine and they still get COVID. It's because they ate what the world was selling. Now, you can get mad at me about that if you want to, but it's been proven. Come on. Dr. Fauci one time said, wear three masks. And I still see folks driving up and down the road in the car by themselves wearing a mask. Man, they didn't just eat the world special. I mean, I think they got a year's supply of it. Maybe a lifetime supply. Who knows if they'll ever take the mask off. A person the other day outside walking side the road with a mask on. I guess somebody going to drive by and the COVID just go. See how silly it sounds when you hear it, you know, from somebody that's realizing that this is all a bunch of hocus pocus and Big Pharma's got it all planned out for you. Come on, because they want us. They want you. Might not have to pay nothing for your flu shot, but somebody does.
That's right.
Come on, you say, well, my insurance pays for that. Well, thank you. My insurance is $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
Don't get too excited. That's how much it is, and you're complaining because you haven't paid $200.
Yeah.
Try being an individual that don't have a job or try to get insurance and stuff, and you know what's worse than that? Folks that won't strike a lick at anything, they get theirs for free. It's all part of their deal. It's the special. Well, I ain't buying it and I ain't eating it. So you got to make up your mind. I got the special of God. I got what God said I can have in. Healing's part of that. Prosperity's part of that. Abundant life's part of that. And I choose to get God's special and slide that dessert over here because I'm ready for that too. Come on, somebody. You have to make up your mind whether or not you're going to eat it. As for me and my house, we're going to choose God. And I pray that you're going to do the same thing. Amen? Come on, stand to your feet. I got some more, but I'm going to shut up so you can go eat somewhere, okay? Let's pray. Father, we thank you, bless you, and praise you today, Father God. Lord, that everything comes with you, Father. Everything that we'll ever need. You said that you've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, Father. Lord, so that we could escape the pollutions of this world, and we thank you for that. Father, I pray right now, Lord God, that if there's somebody here that hasn't escaped yet, hadn't got out of the kingdom of darkness, they're still lost, they're still not partaking of your salvation, Lord, that today's the day that they'll say yes to your special. They'll say yes to the blood of Jesus. They'll say, yes, I do believe Jesus died on a cross. I do believe that He rose from the grave, and I do accept Him as my Savior. I pray today, Father God, this is the day that they'll accept you and enjoy everything that you have for them. In Jesus' name.